Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications, where we try and solve your qualifications. You know what? Just keep it in.
Just use it.
That's the fucking intro. Just use it.
Ravs, how you feeling, Ravs?
You did all right, Ravs?
You're all right, Ravs.
I'm fine.
You're really? Fine? It's fine, dude.
Yeah.
Yep,
Ravs is
Your thumbs up.
Thumbs up emoji.
We can't revisit that again.
We can't.
Yeah.
He's passively aggressively telling us that he's actually not okay. So hangover check.
It's been a while since we failed the hangover check.
I've been a good boy recently, but last night I had a few cocktails and I'm not good.
I'm not good.
I ended up at the 0 Degrees microbrewery in Bristol last night, though.
Amazing.
Oh my God, sleeping with the enemy, yeah. Ravs.
Amazing.
Sleeping with the enemy. I know. Was I just preparing for the podcast?
Ooh.
I'm probably sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. True.
Was it good?
It was pretty good in there. It was like really big. It was quite nice. Like, yeah, the beer was kinda okay. I had one of the worst beers I've ever had in my life, and then another beer that was like, "Ooh, that's really nice."
Wow, what a flippant review! What was the worst beer you had in your life? What was the name of it?
It was called an Italian Pils or something, and it was literally like the most like bitter, sour, horrible aftertaste. But then I had like some like Czech lager thing. It was really nice.
Did you saunter in there like? Do you know who I am? Do you fucking know who I am?
I did walk in and I was like, I wonder if I'm like barred from this place because
they've got a shrine. They've got a rab shrine. Yeah.
Our free
in the
face
back.
Is just up there. Like,
yeah, our free face is just
we know what you're like. Yeah. Don't want your podcasting type in here.
Dirty boys. What would you rate your hangover out of 10?
We took some American friends, Bob was down visiting Sarah and Sarah's American friend to Spitfire Barbecue. So nice. I had quite a few cocktails and lots of meat.
Is this sponsored? Are you just are you getting discount codes for these name drops?
Anyway, I'm drinking
this free
some Evian water right now. And later on, I'm going to order a McDonald's because I'm loving it.
No free clout on this podcast. Stop name dropping.
Guys, I'm sponsored. Okay, I didn't want to tell you. I'm sponsored.
Just you.
Anyway, so I put on my Doc Martens and I... And then I used some VapoRub and Vaseline.
Was it a joyous 4th of July?
It was a good 4th of July, but yeah, cocktails into beer was a bad move. Yeah. And I don't think I've had a hangover like this in a while.
Wow.
We obviously went to that drag bingo thing, lads.
Oh, that was a bad hangover. Oh my God, I felt rancid the next day.
Could you explain this drag bingo thing?
Yeah, it was great. It was at a bar and it was playing sort of normal bingo. So they give you out, the numbers and the pens and they call the numbers out. But it was two drag queens were presenting it, and they were fantastic. Very, very funny. They did some performing in between the bingo. There were like some rules. So if one of the numbers was in the 20s, you had to compliment them. If one of the numbers was in the 60s, the whole bar had to get up and do a conga around the bar.
Oh my God.
That sucked for me and Lydia with our gammy legs.
Oh, gammy legs. We're like, oh God, oh no. And also a few points down at that point. But yeah, it was just really like really high energy, really good fun, like a good night out. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. But yeah, did feel absolutely rough as shit the next morning.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I've been kind of well behaved recently, but I've had two hangovers in 2 weeks, and I've started to remember why I hate hangovers.
It is grim.
They are grim.
Yeah.
But on that note, should we answer some questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions this week.
Yeah, I get actually real quick, because the episode 50 just went out yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And people have responded so positively to it. So we're hopefully looking at doing some more in-person ones with video, because I know lots of people appreciate and love that. So don't think, because I realize now this is actually episode 52. So actually already quite deep in past 50.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't forgotten.
Oh,
we're just a little bit far ahead. So thank you for the lovely responses. I hope you've enjoyed that special episode, which now I guess will be less special because we'll do the special thing all the time. So we're ruining the specialness of it. But thank you for the lovely feedback. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you,
and
everyone.
Thank you, lovely patrons as well. Maybe we'll be able to build a cooler set with more patrons. Smiley face.
True.
degrees.com/patrons. Drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Thank you for those branded messages. My only drunk branded messaging from Rouse is exactly what we need on the podcast. Let's do a question.
Right.
Sounds good.
Hey, 0 degrees. During the pandemic, I became very bored because social gatherings weren't possible. I don't remember why, but I somehow got the idea to buy a massive 10-inch aperture, 30-kilogram Dobsonian telescope, and I've been having a lot of fun watching and imagining the night sky since then. Did you guys develop some interesting hobbies during this time of social isolation? Are you still regularly partaking in this hobby now that the world has opened up again? Thank you for the wonderful year of podcasts. May many more amazing episodes follow suit this year. Greetings from the Netherlands. What a lovely message.
I love that question.
It's just such a nice message.
Also, yeah. I fucking love that became their hobby. That's really cool.
That's a really cool hobby. Yeah. I don't think any of us could do it.
Fucking lunch money. Give me your fucking lunch money, you little nerd.
What the fuck, Rams? I was about to say, give me a telescope. That's banging. I
give
want that.
Give me your fucking telescope.
Because I want to look at the night sky.
I feel like none of us could do it. Living in the city centre, the light pollution is too bad.
Yeah, light pollution sucks.
To be a telescope peeper. Did you guys pick up any fun
Also,
hobbies?
Wait, Rav's definitely can have a telescope. He'd be fucking peeping in all the neighbours, wouldn't he?
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
No, just
he could,
because...
He couldn't be trusted.
No, wiping my arse, standing up, watching the neighbours.
I don't have a window in my bathroom.
Well, you'd find...
Well, he's going to drill a hole in the wall.
Massive hole in the wall. Hold on a second.
So because I have expressed interest in pegging, you think I'm some sort of pervert?
No, this wasn't the pegging, Raz. This is the standing up wiping the ass, mate. This is the other...
Raz, there's a lot... Okay. This has been created from so many different aspects of you. You would definitely be there doing your, what was it, rear window, whatever fetish.
No, I don't have a rear window fetish.
What
does that mean?
I'm Googling it. What is a rear window fetish?
It's a movie. At least I hope I've said it right. It's Rear Window,
exploring
right?
Exploring fetishism in Rear Window.
No.
Fuck?
Rear Window.
Wait, have we just found some weird shit?
Oh my
ideas
God,
into?
It's a fucking movie, you dumbasses. It's a hit, very famous Hitchcock movie.
From 1954, yes. You boomer.
Oh my God. Okay, this movie, you need to watch this movie. It is so good. It's basically about a guy who breaks his leg, relatable, and he's bored, and he is looking at his neighbors through his... telescope, not to jack it. He's just watching.
Wait, it's not even called the Rear Window movie. It's called The Pleasure of Looking, Lydia. You didn't even get the name
right. It's called
Rear
Window. It's called Rear Window. What have you looked up? It's called Rear Window.
I looked up Rear Window Fetish.
Yeah, well, then, of course, you've searched for porn.
There's a lot of interesting porn around this subject matter, Lydia.
Anyway, it's a classic, iconic Hitchcock movie. And I was saying you were doing that. You were living out, but he basically sees a murder take place. I was saying you were doing that. You were living out that fantasy. Not that you were looking at people's rear windows, aka their assholes.
I've just posted a picture of a man wearing some underwear titled Rear Window.
Wowie. I mean, that is. Wow. Yes.
Oh my God. Now, that's like all plumbers wear
small
that.
Small hark back to a couple episodes ago, but that is attractive that is nightwear for a man.
That is actually. It's like cleavage. It's like bum cleavage.
It's like bum cleavage.
Yeah. Feeling comes in a wee.
Would you peg that man? That man right there. That is a peggable bum.
Very nice.
I love it.
But yeah, sorry, we've got a bit of topic now. Hobbies.
What were we arguing about?
No, we were talking about hobbies in the night sky.
Yeah, so in the pandemic, I guess we can broaden that in case anyone didn't pick up any hobbies, but were there any like habits or hobbies that you picked up from that pandemic? Because it feels like it is kind of becoming a distant memory, the whole COVID pandemic, you know, stay inside, lockdown era.
It both lasted forever, yet feels so long ago. What? What?
Oh, you just see what Mercy's posted. So if you're listening at home, we post in the Yogscast recording Discord these images so everyone else sees them. And Mercy just got a notification that she screenshot says, Barry, Yogscast General, Giggle Fetish Men's Leatherette Trunks 21.png.
Bestie, what the fuck? Laughing my ass off. Oh my God.
It's fine. We really should have our own private channel
we
for these
really
kind of images.
Should stop polluting everyone's Discord with this filth that we've got. Right, yeah. What?
Let's try and maintain on topic this.
Okay. Hobbies and habits. Right. Gosh, let me have a think.
Has no one got any? Did no one pick up any hobbies?
I think I did. No, I think the only pandemic thing I did that was different from my normal life was that, you know, I moved to Bristol and I did some murder mysteries on Zoom.
I was about to say we did some murder mysteries. Zoom. We did Zoom, but then it's not really a hobby or anything, is it? That was more just like I'm going out of my mind with boredom. Let's fucking do something. I tried to learn how to, I did go through stages because I broke my ankle during the pandemic, so I was like,
oh
double
my god, you did
bored.
Fuck, I forgot that was during then.
Double whammy of boredom, and I tried to learn how to do make like pom-poms and stuff like that. Which was quite wholesome, and in classic me trying to learn anything fashion, I got bored of it after about 5 minutes. But that was something wholesome that I did. I wanted to do all this stuff. I was like, because I can't move, I was like, I'm going to learn calligraphy and I'm going to learn, crochet. But I'd lose my patience with that stuff so quickly. I just, I like the idea of knowing how to do it, but I don't actually like learning how to do it.
Aww.
What about you, Howard? You do anything unique? Any new hobbies?
I was hoping you guys would have some. The only thing I did during the pandemic was start streaming.
Well, there we go. That's something you're still doing now. That's a pretty big one.
Now. And it's fun. I enjoy it. I love it. I did it partly for like the kind of social interaction aspect. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that level of just being able to like talk kept me sane.
Yeah.
That was also the thing, right? Like, we didn't really have time for hobbies because the pandemic, weirdly, in our industry was a boom.
Yeah.
So, like, we were just, you know, all streaming because it was just the best time for us. Everyone was at home. Everyone was watching.
Everyone wanted to watch streams and watch video. Yeah, it was weirdly a boom.
Yeah.
So I think we did more work than ever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that means we're stream boomers.
Oh my God, we're stream boomers. Ugh, I'm film boomer God. And stream boomer.
I guess then, what's a hobby, Lily? Do you regret passing up your pom-poms? Like, is there a hobby that you guys wish you'd taken up during
business
the pandemic?
Business could have grown. I wish that during the pandemic, and especially when I was bedridden, I wish I'd picked up the guitar again because, really? I mean, that's something I'm doing a bit more now recently, but I feel like knowing an instrument is such a good fucking ability to have. And it's so like, it's such a tangible, is that the right word? Like I can learn a song and then play it and it's lovely. Whereas I think if I start things like crochet, I get, I don't know, a quarter way through and I'm like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? I can't finish it. What am I? Oh, I hate this. Whereas, because I know a bit of guitar, so I wish I'd done something like that.
I didn't know you played guitar. That's a new knowledge about Lydia.
Well, yeah. So I started learning when I was like 16 or something like that. I have had huge periods where I just haven't played it at all. So all I know is the basic chords and things like that. I played it for you, Ravs, the other day.
Yeah,
I serenaded you outside the Lydia. Window.
Yeah. Lydia is a Wonderwall party goer.
Actually, it wasn't Wonderwall. It was Don't Look Back in Anger.
Yeah, I know. But you know, you're the person at the party who grabs the guitar and sings an Oasis song.
Oh, I did, but I didn't sing it. I just played it. We were doing karaoke, so I played it whilst you guys sang.
It was great, and we all sang. It was great. It was actually really fun.
Don't you shit on my parade.
I'm not shitting on your parade. It's winding you up.
But yeah, that. What about you guys?
I wish I could have learned, I don't have a piano or a keyboard, but I really want to learn piano or keyboard. And if I had to pick a hobby, it would be learning that.
You should get one. There's no time like the present.
Getting keyboards isn't too expensive. You can get like a pretty cheap one.
A cheapy one to learn off of. Just a little electric one.
And they're quite like space efficient. Do you know what I mean? You can get enormous ones, but they're not enormous.
Mm-mm. I've got one and it's not big at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I really should get one at one point. Just fuck around with it.
I feel like if you have it like on like a sliding thing underneath your desk, then you would just do it mindlessly. Do you know what I mean? You'd be like watching YouTube and you're and you just do it. You do it while you're not even like thinking about it.
Yeah. That's a good way, strategy of doing it. What about you, Harry?
I feel like I need to find the time, but I really want to go back to doing like traditional art. Actually like painting with oils and doing some landscapes and stuff.
That would be like lovely.
I have the romantic idea of when I go on a holiday, I will actually take some paints with me and do a painting and, you know, do some scrapbooking.
Dude, you got to wear a stripy black and white shirt and have
shaved
a
shave down to my moustache as well, yeah.
Yes! Fuck yes.
No, I want to get back to doing that. And that was something I wanted to do in the pandemic, but then I was very unartistically inspired being locked inside, so I feel like it was hard to do anything kind of creative.
Banger view from your flat, though. You could do a little fucking topless painting out there, just of a city landscape or something. You know, just get your shirt off and just do a little oily painting.
Well, also having a dog now, going out more, going to parks, going on walks and stuff. I feel like it's more inspiring to do that. So it's still something I really want to do.
You should totally do that.
Yeah, it's something I will do. It's just time. Time is the killer of all these ideas.
It is.
I don't think I've ever seen any.
I wish there were more hours in a day.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen any of your, like, serious
art. I haven't done any, like, traditional art in a long time. But it's interesting because I've learned so much since I last did it. Mm. Not technique for traditional art, but so much about making art. I think it'd be really fun. So hopefully,
Do you have an iPad? I mean, I know it's less traditional when you're doing it on a screen, but, like.
No, it's something about doing it traditionally that I really. That's what you want. I want the texture and I want the. Yeah, I miss it.
We did archery. Mm. Now we got to do like a life painting.
Oh my god!
We can have really shit ones, and then the reveal is that Harry's is a banger.
Oh my god! Yes.
Do you reckon we could get Edward Yorks to be the model? We get Daff.
Daff said he would do it.
What, like full on nude.
No, like a modesty pineapple.
Yeah, modesty. I don't want to see Daft's dick. What the fuck?
No, but he'll have a modesty pineapple.
Right. Yeah. Oh, pineapple. Wow. Okay.
Well, it's just nice to have a little pineapple down there. Yeah. It's protecting it all.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck yeah. I'd love to do. Actually, that's one thing I've always wanted to do, life drawing. I've always like one of those, you know, I really one day I should get around to booking it. I really want to do that.
Yeah, I feel like we just need like a good like coach or someone to come in, you know, to really direct us.
Yes.
Yeah. That the next 0 degrees day out sorted.
Penciling
it in. Life drawing.
Love it. We'll just be creative with the use of the blur on the video.
I'm intrigued though. I feel like our listener who is invested in telescopes now isn't alone. I feel like we worked more during the pandemic, weirdly. I feel like people would have picked up lots of weird hobbies. So I kind of want to know Actually, want people to write in and let us know what weird hobbies they picked up or habits.
Yeah, or just normal habits, like hobbies and stuff. One thing I did start doing, which is so fucking dumb, is, well, not dumb, but it was a stupid, I got obsessed with doing, you know, those stupid, stupid games where it's like, find the hidden object and do these puzzles to get out of here. And they're always
the mobile,
like,
games.
Kind of like mobile games, yeah. And they're on the Switch and I would wait for them to get discounted. I probably played like 60 of them. Just, I would sit there. They take like 4 hours to do. I got obsessed with playing those games. I've played every single freaking one there is.
Oh my God, that is like brain rot.
It was brain rot. It was absolute brain rot. Okay, brain rot. But I just became obsessed with them. I fucking loved doing them. So that,
to be fair, I feel like there was a level of like, we just latched onto things that would pass time.
Yeah, that was anything.
It's a good thing to pass the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's grab another question. We're doing it today. Today is the question day.
Question day.
We got so many questions. We're getting so many questions sent in. They're really good as well. So keep sending them in.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Disney are looking to build another theme park. They've narrowed it down to the choices to Harry World, Lydia World, or Rav's World. With access to Disney's funding, what four themed lands would you put in your theme park, and what rides would you have?
Oh my God.
Lands.
Should we take 1 minute silently to just write down on a notepad what we're going to do and then come back to each other?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we've reconvened.
So in Harry World, you can experience Blebbany's Land, a wonderful encyclopedic look at all the stupid bleb words through history and time. Bonnetic Zone, too boring for Latrams and Lydia to go to. Blocker World, a hellish world where people, animals and environments are all made of blocks. Everything is in pain and always screaming.
Nice. That is a horrible theme park. I love that. That is scary.
Scary, titillating and boring.
It's nightmarish. Okay, that's great.
And okay, I like that.
And me and Raz were to give you another bit.
Yeah, what bit's missing from Harry World?
Oh, Pepper Park.
Oh, the
Pepper Pep Zone.
Pepper Pep Zone.
It's just a giant arena with Pepper in the middle. Yes. And everyone watching.
That's, oh my God, I'd go there. That's,
it takes her forever to run to any of the guests because she's so tiny.
There's like, you know, like there's you know, like put 25p in and it just like dispenses one treat. And it's just like everyone around is like, yes, dispense the treat.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
I love that.
Who's next? Ravs, do you want to go?
Okay. All right. I didn't put as much passion into Ravs.
I didn't either. I'm panicking. Like, oh shit.
Okay. So, welcome to Ravs Land. On the left, you can go to Shadow Moses, because I would obviously seek permission from Hideo Kojima to put some Metal Gear themed shit in there.
Nice.
Kind of like how Disneyland has a Star Wars thing now.
Okay.
That's what I would want.
I'd love that.
Then you can head on over to Twinkle Town, which would be where, like, you know, the rides are, and you know, there'd be lots of star themed things and the food trucks and rides and shit. And then Tropical Island, because I really like tropical flavors. So I was just like, I just want to go there and drink like some mango or some shit, you know.
Just go there and drink a fucking mango.
I was like, you know, I just want to have like a nice tropical beach and go like drink some pineapple and mango smoothies.
Right. Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. As for rides, I've never been on a roller coaster, so there's zero roller coasters.
Oh, we've got to change that, Rav.
I fucking hate roller coasters. So my theme park will have no roller coasters. I don't know.
I'm going to Disneyland on Monday. So.
Oh my God, it's your first time!
Wait, Rav, do you not hate roller coasters? Have you never been?
I've never been on one.
What?
I've never been on one.
How have we never talked about this?
I feel like we might have.
I definitely know this. I think we have.
Maybe we've mentioned it at the pub or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's not been on the podcast.
It might not be on podcast. I've never been on a roller coaster.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go on one at Disneyland, I think, if I don't puss out.
Why didn't you say in Vegas there was like a million roller coasters about and stuff?
Because this condition I was in Vegas, I don't think I would survive the roller coaster.
Honestly, going on a roller coaster would have been the least dumb thing you did in Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, good luck on Monday.
Yeah, let us know.
I guess next week when we record the poddy, I'll tell you how it went.
Hell yeah! Give us an update.
Yeah.
All right, Liz, hit us with Lydia World. I gotta know.
Okay. All right. So to your left in Lydia World, you'll find Broken Bone Abode.
Oh my God!
All the rides don't really work very well. Take a step onto, you know, those like elevators that like the falling lifts and they like drop you really fast. Well, this one doesn't really work and it just keeps on falling when it hits the ground. Oops, there goes your legs. The pirate ship that just keeps on spinning all the way around until you're thrown out and every bone in your body breaks. So there's that area. And then if you keep going straight, you can go to Cat Lady County. And it's basically like, I imagine that pub in Bristol, which is the cat pub, which is just stinks of piss and has cats everywhere. It'll be like that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, like the Simpsons crazy cat lady. That would be me wandering around screaming, throwing cats. And there's just cats everywhere, just fucking everywhere. And you just cuddle them and it's great and it's pissy and it's lovely. And then if you take a right, you can go to the Wonderland of Wine. And I imagine it to be like, you know, Chasing to What Adventures had the like the bubble works, like the ones, or actually it could be a plethora of things. It could be like that, like the Simpsons episode where Lisa drinks the water and I am the Lizard Queen, that is that, but it's wine. It will be like the log fume ride, but with wine. So when you go down, you just open your mouth with the splash. You're just like, ah, and you have like a funnel. You try to get as much as you can.
Fucking hell. Right. Well, yeah. I know what zone you need.
What do I need?
You need the fucking hangover zone.
Yeah, the hangover zone.
Your bones are broken.
You need the rest and recuperation zone.
Yeah, it did a bunch of like beanbags and darkness and noise cancelling headphones.
And McDonald's, just
and baked
buffet.
Beans. Yeah. Also, where's the baked bean river?
I know, I was thinking of something like that, like a baked bean
a
river.
Baked bean bonanza.
Like River Rapids, but with baked beans. Something like that would also work. Oh, Ravs, we need to give you another segment as well.
Let me fucking guess. Ravs is Pegging World. Ravs's fucking stand up wipe his bum land.
No, Ravs, it was going to be lovely, Ravs. It was going to be a lovely zone and you've ruined it. You've ruined it with your cynicalism.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Pegathon. Come on down to the Pegathon. Bend over, bitch. You're getting pegged.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just Ravs bent over.
It's just a roller coaster that you have to ride backwards and at the end you get pegged.
You just go right, it's like one of those swinging pirate ships when it just swings into your ass.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucked up.
I'm sipping on my little pineapple mango smoothie.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
What do you think? Wow. Which one would be the most popular?
I feel like Liz, I would like to go to yours just for the cats and drinking. I think that sounds great.
Maybe the Broken Bone Abode won't be.
Yeah,
so
I feel
popular.
Like that bit is not going
to
be popular.
I might get sued. I mean, I'm telling you what it is. You can't sue me. You have to sign a waiver. You're going to get fucked up.
Very upfront.
Very upfront what I'm offering you. I want to go to Pepper Park as well. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
She's cute.
Pepper Park.
But I don't want to go to the politics. Sorry, bollocks.
I do want to ride the I do weirdly want to ride the pegging boat.
Oh, do you now? Very.
Weirdly, I want to ride it. Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay to feel like
that. I think I've like wormed it into your brain, Harry.
Oh, you've broken me. You've broken my fucking brain.
I've broken you. Mm-hmm. Harry is now a based pegging enjoyer.
I don't know if we can say that yet. I don't know if we're ready for that statement yet. All right, should we grab one more question?
Yeah. Ah! Hi guys, degree holder here with an issue I have zero experience with. An online friend of over 4 years who I have met and hung out with in real life a few times. And I, we've both recently developed feelings for each other and want to try something out. The problem is long distance doesn't really work for us. Meanwhile, I'm working overseas for a few months and will then go to grad school. And she has a couple more years of college herself left since she switched majors. We're both pretty committed to waiting for the right moment, moving to the same place and trying things out then. But it's hell to have to wait that long. And I'm a pretty nervous person. Added problems. This was the first person I was ever able to confess to. So I'm not super experienced and she's trans. So we'd probably be moving somewhere away from our home state that could be more welcoming to her. I was wondering if you had any advice for the waiting, the moving and the general trouble of overcoming all these barriers of distance, logistics and experience. Cheers.
Oof. God.
My Oof. Goodness. That is a, that's a big old, situation to be going through. God damn. Okay. All right. So it's breaking
I also
down.
Feel like we, I feel like this question's been here for a minute, so I don't. This I feel like this person may have already progressed in classic Zero Degrees
they've
fashion.
They've already got
they've
married. Already, and, like everything's already. Yeah.
It's
you know,
fine.
Happened.
The problem is already solved.
It's way already solved. Okay. So this person. So they made friends with someone online. They developed feelings. They have met online, but as they're both very busy in their careers and their jobs and things like that, they're going to wait until they both can move to the same place to be together, right? So that's the sort of general consensus. Have you ever said, I don't know if we've talked about this. Has anyone ever dated someone long distance? Have we talked about this on the podcast? I feel
I
like we need
we have.
I don't know.
We need
I,
like a
I've
freaking
had,
form.
I've done long distance a couple of times and it's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I How think, long yeah. distance was it?
Paris.
Oh my God, your favorite.
Yep. Yep.
So that is pretty, I mean, that's an entire different country.
A different country takes the biscuit. That is, that adds a lot of complication, right?
Yeah, it was very difficult. Did not enjoy it very much.
How often did you see her?
We would meet up every second month or something. I think we'd like meet up.
It's pretty good.
They came to the UK a lot, and I went over to Paris once, and then never again, because Paris is a fucking dumpster fire.
Sorry, Parisians.
No, I'm not sorry. I back up Paris' statement. Sorry.
I quite liked Paris when I went. All right, but
yeah, the touristy sentiments are all right. The rest of it's
yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, what's our takes on long distance? I think actually, at some point, all of us have been in long distance relationships, haven't we?
Yes, I have. For like a year, I was in a long distance. Still in the UK, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess long distance in the UK is different to stateside long distance. Yeah. But still, it's not, I would define long distance as anything where you cannot, you know, easily within a day, you know, at the drop of a hat, go and see them.
Yeah, exactly right.
I would say like, you can't just jump on a bus and go see them. You can't just walk to their house. Like if you have to like, travel
book a flight
or it's like a drive
if you're traveling
that
minimum like
hours,
an hour and a half 2 hours that's long distance
because you don't just you don't just like oh we finished work do you want to hang out tonight or whatever that doesn't exist so everything has to be planned and like accounted for
and it is really taxing I don't ever spoke to anyone who's in a long distance relationship where the objective isn't to get together you know in some place or someone moved to accommodate it. Join everyone who's in long distance is like, this is fine, but this is not the plan. This is not optimal. Like you have to have like that constant objective of it's not going to be long distance anymore.
Is that, well, yeah, I think if you're in a long distance relationship, you have to have a goal that we are eventually going to live in the same place. Otherwise, what's the point? Like, you can't do long. I mean, I guess you could do long distance forever, but I mean, that can't be fun. Like,
no, fuck that.
You know, that's a lot of stress.
I also find that, you know, the passion just kind of fades away in long distance as well.
It's very taxing. You know? It requires way more input from both parties to keep it going.
Yeah.
So much more effort. And like keeping in touch is and like making sure that you're like there for them and calling them and all of that stuff you have to try so much harder with because they're not just there, you know?
And I would, that payoff of when you get to, you know, be with each other or, you know, you finally get to move in, it is worth it. Like, I do think it's all worth it in the end. And I do think it's like, it's a good test on the relationship, right?
Which is absolutely
some good trials and tribulations.
Mm. Yeah.
But by God, it is hard. It's not the easiest way to like start relationships. It's miles and miles apart from each other. It's not optimal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like wish it upon somebody.
No, it's not ideal. I imagine now with, you know, I mean, back in the day with the internet, it was always like, you know, don't talk to strangers. If you talk to someone on the internet, they're probably a pervert. Whereas now the consensus of the internet has changed so much that so many people are meeting their friends and their partners on there. There must be a massive influx of long distance relationships because of the internet. Like,
yeah, there must be way more than ever.
Which is great, live near you.
You know, it's meeting people that you would have never had the opportunity to meet before. So I mean, it's wonderful. A bit of advice that I got that I really, really rated was every time you meet up and you do see each other, always set that date for the next time you're going to meet up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just because it keeps it. Otherwise, it becomes very aimless and it doesn't feel tangible. But be able to be like, okay, cool, we have the next, even if it's in a long time, like 3 months, 4 months, it's worth just having that.
It's something to look forward to.
Yeah, it gives it that solidity that feels really, really valuable. So I highly recommend that. I think that really helps.
Yeah, that's a really good show, actually.
And I think just you have to take the leap and go and move and be with each other. Even if it's a temporary thing, going and trialing it, you know, going and renting a place in their city for a couple months or something. I think it's, you know, you don't have to live together, but
have a backup plan as well.
Yeah. That's why I think moving in with each other, if it's only been a little bit, is quite extreme, especially for a long distance relationship. Like if you haven't met up that many times. So maybe go and book a hotel and stay, you know, give yourself that excuse. You probably won't want to, but give yourself that excuse that you can remove yourself and it's not, you know, you don't have to put all the eggs in one basket and super pressurize the situation.
Yeah, you don't want to be like kicked out of their place in a city, like on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you guys didn't get on or whatever, like, always have a backup plan.
Yeah, I definitely think that as much as I'm with this this particular question, I don't doubt that they are very well suited for each other, and they, you know, I just think that especially moving to a whole new city, both moving to a whole new city when you've never lived together before, and then living together, sometimes you don't really know someone until you live with them. Like,
no,
I've known people who have been in amazing relationships and they've lived together and they just clash. Like it's not sunshine and roses. It's actually turned out they just aren't compatible like that. So
and that isn't a reflection on either of you.
No, not at all.
Sometimes it doesn't pan out.
Like, sometimes it doesn't work. You're just not right for living together. So I would definitely take Harry's advice and say, like, if you can do as much like practice living together, like hotels or going away on holiday with each other for a week, just seeing how that goes will be a really good indicator. Fuck moving to a whole new city and then realizing, oh wait, this is, you know, we're not compatible to live together kind of thing.
Yeah. I think we've given some good advice there.
Yeah.
I think we nailed it.
That's actually something we all have experience in, though, which is helpful. Which is really helpful.
And I think
good luck to that person.
Good luck. And in terms of like the way, it will come here. It'll be there sooner than you even know it. Like time moves. Time is flying by and it will be worth it in the end. So.
And don't be too worried about our doom and gloom about long distance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't you,
like, just give it a try.
You've got to give
it a try.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes it's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, should we call it there? We're going to go record. We're going to go record a little Am I the Asshole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Well, extra patron time.
Yeah,
Patreon.com/0degrees. Lots of new patrons lately. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, everyone. Yeah, we do a little short Am I the Asshole episode for Patreon listeners. So if you want to hear that, then join the Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for supporting us. It helps us eat and also helps us build more cool things.
Yes.
There we go, Ravs. Perfect. All right. We will see you next week, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.